Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf Chaf Beis Menachos 22. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara discusses the idea that the wood that was used on the altar to make a fire, that it was obvious to the Tan of the Mishnah on 21b that it's supposed to come from communal funds. So what's our source for this? Minoan de Mishal Tzibor. So the Gemara says this is a Braisa, and the Braisa tells us Yacho HaOmer Hare Alai Olav. I might think that if somebody says I'm obligating myself to bring a sacrificial offering, an oil offering, Yavi Eitzim Mitoch Beis. So I might think that he has to bring the wood for the altar, for the offering from his house, just like if somebody says he has to bring a nisachim, the flower libation, he has to bring that from his house too. Talmud Omar, so says the verse, for Achu b'nei Aron HaKohanim, Eis ha-nisachim es-arosh v'es-apadar, al ha-itzim asher al-ha-esh, asher al-mizbeach. The verse states in Leviticus 1:8, you bring your offering on the wood that's on the fire, that's on the altar. And the Torah compares the wood to the fire that's on the altar. And we learn from this that the wood has the same principle as the fire. Mam is be'ach shel tzibor, just like the fire of the altar and the altar itself comes from the money of the community, so too the fire and the wood must come from the money of the community. So just like the Mizbeach is communal funds, so too the wood and the fire is communal funds. That's the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and he says, no, that's not what the comparison between the Eitzim and the Eish is coming to teach us. What is it coming to teach us? It's teaching us the following. Ma Mizbeach, just like the altar, is only kosher in a situation, shelo nishtamesh bo hedyo, just like the altar is only kosher if a person has not used that for common purposes initially, so too the fire and the wood off Eitzim v'Eish, they're only going to be kosher if they had never first been used by a regular person for regular activity. You can't take used fire and used wood and use them on the altar. It needs to be something different. And indeed, the Gemara says, "My binai." What's the distinction between the two opinions in the Braisa? So between Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, and the difference is by Chadasi, that according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, it just needs to be communal funds, but it doesn't need to be new. But according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, the wood needs to be new. It can't be used. You can't take something that was used wood, and use that on the altar for your sacrifice. So this is the principle of Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, that when it comes to the wood of the altar, it needs to be new and not used wood. And the Sefer Aguda, Italian work in the 14th century, writes on our sugya, from here we see that a person can't take a used item and use it for a mitzvah, that the mitzvah needs to be something new. And so he compares this to the like jacket that they would use for the Torah scroll, to cover the Torah scroll in a mantle, that can't be, you can't take a person's jacket from their closet and turn that into a mantle for the Torah scroll. And indeed, the Derek Moshe records this in Rechayim Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, that you can't take a used piece of material and use that to turn into a Torah scroll. And the Derek Moshe also cites the opinion of the Maharil. And the Maharil writes that we learn from the Aguda that even if it was a new, that even if the new mantle that you want to use is not as nice as the used one, for example, that you have one that has never been used, but you find a garment that was used before, but it's beautiful. Nevertheless, the Maharil writes that you have to take the new one. And even though people are taking there is a practice, he's writing, Maharil is writing in 15th century in the Germanic lands, and he says, even though people are taking used garments and turning them into the parochas for the Aron Kodesh, for the curtain for the Aron Kodesh, he says they have no basis for their practice. And if you would ask them, he would say that they would admit that they have no basis. So therefore, that is how the Maharil rules, and the Beis Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef Karo's encyclopedic work called the Beis Yosef, he indeed cites this, and he rules this way in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should not purchase used garments and turn them into Tashmishi Kedusha, something to support the sacred holy items. And that is how the Ramah rules as well. However, the Moru Kitzia argues, he says, no, we have a Mishnah that's clear that you can take a mappa and use that for the Sofer Torah from an old garment. And even, he writes, the Marcosia says, even if it's from the garment of a woman. And indeed, we learned that in the Meseches Kelim in chapter 28, Mishnah 5, that the kippah you can put on a book as a garment, as a cover. And so we see from here that it's okay. And so therefore, he argues with this position. And so the Chavas Yair writes that indeed, if you sewed this garment anew, meaning you took the garment, broke it down, and then you sewed it anew, then there's no prohibition to it. When is it a prohibition? When you just take it and put it over it. But if you reconstituted it, then indeed, he says, there's no prohibition. And the proof for it is, he says, they're basing themselves, the Agudah is basing himself on the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua in our Mishnah. Our Gemara cites this braisa to support the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So since Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua is not the regnant position, therefore this idea is just a hidur. But in fact, he would say, it's certainly the case where it was reconstituted, re-sewn together, the Chavas Yair allows it, and therefore he would say that you could take this garment. Nevertheless, the Chida writes that we don't rule like the Moro Ketzia, and he writes that indeed the proper thing to do is to not take a used item and use it for a holy item.